Do you know how long I've been wanting this?
His voice is a low growl in my ear, making my heart race. I tug at his tie, loosening it with trembling fingers. How long? I manage to ask, breathless from both his words and his touch.
Since the moment you walked into my office,
he replies, his tone raw and honest.
I've been fantasizing about ripping these clothes off you.
I shiver at his confession, the intensity of his desire matching my own. His hands move to the hem of my blouse, lifting it over my head in one swift motion. The cool air hits my skin, a stark contrast to the heat between us.
Every time you stepped foot inside that door,
he continues, his voice rough with need.
I wanted to bend you over my desk and make you scream my name.
The tie I've been fumbling with finally comes free, and I toss it aside. My hands move to the buttons of his shirt, desperate to feel his skin against mine. His words are like a drug, each one making me ache for him even more.
I've thought about fucking you in every room of this penthouse,
he says, his lips brushing against my ear.
Making you beg for more.
I can barely breathe as I work on his shirt buttons, each one coming undone with agonizing slowness. The anticipation is almost too much to bear.
You have no idea what you do to me,
he murmurs, his hand sliding down to grip my hips. The last button finally gives way, and I push his shirt off his shoulders. His skin is warm and firm under my touch, every muscle taut with restrained desire. Julian, I gasp out, unable to form coherent thoughts beyond the need consuming me. He steps back slightly. His gaze is intense, devouring me with every passing second. His hands move to my waist, fingers brushing against the waistband of my skirt. With a deft motion, he unzips it and lets it fall to the floor. I'm standing there in just my bra and underwear, feeling more vulnerable than ever. But Julian's reaction wipes away any insecurity. His eyes light up with a mixture of reverence and hunger.
God, Natalie,
he breathes, his voice filled with awe and raw desire.
You're even more beautiful than I imagined.
His hands begin to trail down my sides.
Every curve,
he murmurs.
Every inch of you is perfect.
He steps closer again, his fingers grazing the edge of my bra strap.
I've dreamed about this,
he confesses, his voice low and husky.
About seeing you like this, but reality is so much better.
His words send a shiver down my spine. He hooks a finger under my bra strap and gently pulls it down my shoulder.